Let's see. Just a little bit more. Inches over here. And a couple inches over here. And voila. You are looking much better already. A perfect fit to be my assistant. The other assistants I've had were never very good at keeping up appearances. What a shame, what a shame. But you are more than willing to listen to me and to trust me. Aw, come on, the little haircut I just gave you is not that bad. Here, when you're done for the day, I'll give you like 50-100 bucks. So on your days off, you can go get it touched up by a hairdresser or something. I wouldn't mind. I never said that I'm an expert at haircutting or hairstyling or whatever. So there is that. But your hair was getting a bit on the long and unruly side, and pretty frizzy and shaggy with a lot of dead ends and split ends. It's just very unsightly. Really didn't fit the corporate dress code. Normally I would send people home over things like that. But being my new assistant, I need you right here with me. I know, this isn't the most fun job in the world. But it sure beats sitting at that old desk, doesn't it? I know if I had to sit there, day in and day out, typing and clicking away, I'd go bonkers. Surprise, given how long you've been here, you haven't gone nuts yet. So surely getting to roam around for me and pick stuff up and file things and whatnot has to be just a teeny bit better than that. Isn't it a little bit better? Just a little bit? Ha ha ha. I knew you'd come around eventually. That you'd see things my way. Good, good. Here, can you go bring me a cup of coffee, please? Yes. 3 stevia and 2 creamers, please. And just the regular creamers, not the flavored stuff. That's a bit too much for me. Thank you. Oh, wow. That was fast. You're really good at this whole coffee thing now. Good. Let's see. What is this? Rat pee? I told you to bring me a cup of coffee. Where did you get this? No. No, my coffee does not come from the employee break room. No. You see that other office on the end of the hallway that has a do not enter sign on it? That's the kitchen for myself and other higher-ups. We have a very fancy Breville coffee and espresso machine in there. So please get on your phone, read up on the Breville coffee maker, and go in there and brew me a fresh cup, please. Thank you. And it's not that hard to look it up, okay? It's all right. I can wait a few minutes. I got a few notes to type up anyway.
Computer's terrible. We really need to upgrade our office systems.
There you are. I take it you figured out the Breville coffee maker, all right? See, I told you it wouldn't take you that long. It's pretty easy once you figure it out. So, this is a fresh hot cup of coffee with 2 creamers, regular creamers, and 3 stevia packets, correct? Good, great. Let's see. Oh, that is so much better. Ah, that machine makes some orgasmic coffee. Yeah, in the future, unless I send you to go out to get me something, just go to the kitchen back there. There's all kinds of stuff in the pantry and the fridge and freezer. Yes, that freezer back there is where I keep my special stash of ice cream and various pastries that taste better frozen. Now, depending on your performance, I'd be more than happy to share with you sometime. But for the most part, I like it all to myself. Surely you understand that. I like how agreeable you are. And not in a uppity, kissing my ass kind of way. That was a downside to my other assistants. Sure, they were eager to please, but felt like they were using their assistance to me to, like, level up in the company. Not because they actually liked assisting. Right, you? You see me falling in line quite well. Almost as if you were made for this position. So tell me, would you rather be a lowly algorithm coder and whatnot? Or are you enjoying catering to my every whim? Mm-hmm. I told you this would be more fun. You believe me now, don't you? Because you see, CEO Susan always gets her way. No matter what. If I say jump, you say what now? That's right. How high? Exactly. Perfect. You're not just placating me, are you? You actually are eager to learn how to cater to me and to my needs and desires? That's good. And you know, this little haircut and style I gave you, you're looking even better than before. Yes. So nice to touch. Your hair is so soft. What kind of shampoo do you use? Or do you use shampoo and conditioner? Really? That cheap stuff makes your hair this soft and silky? Who would have thought? I spend quite a fair amount of money on shampoos and conditioners. Not to mention soaps and lotions. Maybe I should try the cheaper stuff sometime. Thank you for the recommendation, my dear. Oh, wow. It's getting late. Sun's already going down, and I can hear people starting to pack up to leave. Where do you think you're going? Have I dismissed you yet, assistant? No, I have not. You're staying with me, my dear, until I go home. And if you try to pack up now and leave before I say so, it'll be your career on the line. And now that you're working as my assistant and getting that pay grade, if you were to leave and I were to let you go, any recommendations requested by a future employer would come to me. And I would not be so inclined to write a positive one. Capiche? See, there's my agreeable dear again. Oh, no, don't look at me like that. Don't look at me all frightful. I'm not going to hurt you. If I was, you'd already be in pain. No, I genuinely do appreciate your assistance. You are far too sweet, my dear. Plus, now that you know how to make a proper cup of coffee, I could definitely use your talented skills around here. Especially your unique ability to adapt. Several of my previous assistants were terrible at that. They could barely figure a damn thing out. But you're so skilled and talented, you can even keep Mr. Petey quiet for a time. Even I am not too great at that, I'm afraid. And of course, my last few assistants were abysmal at it. The most they could do was feed him and clean out his cage and get covered in bird bites. Poor dears. But he seems to like you and trust you. Which I can't help but admire. See, look, he's just looking at you all nice and calm. I think he's fascinated by you. As am I. You're a very peculiar person. Did you know that? Yes, I can definitely sense something truly special about you. Hey, I see you gathering your things again. Have I said we were going, assistant? No, I did not. So you can just put your things down. Good. We go when I say we're going to go. I need you to finish typing up a few things for me. Got it? And yes, you're going to have to deal with my computer complaining at you. I have to put in an order request to get this stupid thing upgraded. I didn't realize I've had this same PC for about 5 years now. That just won't do. That won't do at all. So if you'll please, my dear, you should see on the screen, on the left side monitor, what needs to be typed up on the right side monitor to get sent off to the rest of corporate. You know, our bigger backers and advertisers. Okay. Start typing, my dear. That's looking good, my dear. You're a pretty fast speed demon on the keyboard. That's quite good to know. Then again, I shouldn't be surprised. You do come from the coding department. I keep forgetting that. Regardless, you never cease to amaze me, my sweet. I think just for that, I'm going to send a nice little something to your home once we're done here. Hopefully the rest of corporate will get those messages and get back to me in a timely manner. You should be receiving a majority of my emails except the really classified ones, all on that phone I gave you the other day. So basically, just at your leisure, sort through them, delete the junk, and put them all in the right labeled folders for me. Thank you, my dear. You'll get the hang of it pretty quickly. It was one of the few things even the most inept were able to do. No. No, I haven't said we were leaving just yet. No. Remember what I said. If you try to leave me and run away or whatever, your whole career will be on the line. Do you really want to sacrifice your career just to get home to Netflix a few minutes early? No, I didn't think so. However, I am getting a wee bit hungry. And I think you are too. So yes, now you may grab your things and head out. Because I'm going to go stop for some dinner on my way home. Of course, if you want to, you are more than welcome to join me. And it'll reflect even better on your current position. Because after dinner, I unfortunately have to come back here because there is a meeting with an overseas investor through the teleconference system. Ah, woe is me. Gotta deal with every aspect of this business. Like I said, you're more than welcome to grab food with me and then report back to the office with me as well. I could use your handiwork at taking down notes in a quick and timely manner. Aw, my dear, you're too sweet and too precious. Thank you. Alright, I think our best bet for food would be to go to that diner about a mile away. They have the biggest menu. And I could go for a really nice Cobb salad or something. How about you, dear? Ooh, that does sound pretty tasty, too. Might want to split that with you. Alright, well, we're not getting any younger. And I have to be back in less than 2 hours for that meeting. So, you and I best hurry along now and get some food. Here, don't wait up for me. You know where the diner is, correct? Okay. I will meet you there as soon as I'm done with this last email and gather my stuff. I trust you. Because after all, you disobey me and go against me, you'll never work in this kind of industry ever again. Keep that in mind.